And I want to speak for just a second to any new moms out there. How's it going? It can be tough. We just want to say we have a topic coming that may be disturbing. It's about disturbing thoughts of hurting yourself or maybe your child. But we have help and a hotline too. Now for those saying, wait, what? We're going to talk about postpartum, afterbirth, depression, and postpartum psychosis, which can make even the best new moms question themselves and make disastrous choices. And if you think that may be you, the hotline number is 833-9-HELP-4-MOMS. That's 833-9-HELP-4-MOMS. And we're having this conversation after a series of tragedies, the most recent when Massachusetts mom Lindsay Clancy allegedly strangled her three children, ages 5, 3, and 8 months, to death. She then tried to kill herself by jumping out a second-story window. She survived and is being charged with homicide. But those who know her, including her husband, describe a devoted mom and wife, a loving friend, and they're asking to forgive her. So what might have happened? Our next guest has not treated or diagnosed Lindsay Clancy, but has devoted her career to helping women like her. Adrian Griffin is executive director of the National Maternal Health Leadership Alliance. Adrian, start by helping us understand, what is postpartum depression? What is postpartum psychosis?
First, we know that mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth. Now, postpartum psychosis is a very rare but very serious illness. Psychosis is a true break with reality, where a person may be hearing voices, maybe having delusions, maybe in and out of reality. And unfortunately, postpartum psychosis impacts about 1 to 2 women per 1,000 births. And it does increase the risk that these women might harm themselves or their baby.
Well, when it comes to the mom, Lindsay Clancy, there were many people who are expert in this field who were saying, again, they didn't know her directly, but from what her friends and husband were saying, it could be possible in this psychosis that you are so obsessed with protecting your children, so obsessed with being a good mother, that it might actually tip over into, I can't protect them, I'm going to take my own life, and they're an extension of me, so to protect them, I'm going to take them with me. I mean, can it be that much of a tip?
Well, it can be. I mean, psychosis means that somebody is not in their right mind. And so a woman could be thinking those things. We often also hear that people who experience psychosis, particularly new mothers, there's often religious overtones. For example, it could be things like, the devil is telling me I need to do this, or the only way that I can save my children from the devil is to take their lives. So it's very, very complex. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have psychiatrists who know how to treat these illnesses.
Well, in fact, there are support groups. And as we said, there's this phone number. And we're hearing from women who had these psychotic thoughts. And being able to talk about it, being able to call a professional and express it, you know, they were reassured. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do it, and you can seek help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in the postpartum period, some women who experience obsessive compulsive disorder will experience some of these scary intrusive thoughts, having visions or images or dreams about hurting themselves or their baby. Now, for most women, they are horrified by these thoughts. And this is good. This means that they will not act on these thoughts, most likely. So, for example, I'll just tell you, when I had postpartum depression many, many years ago, I remember standing at the top of the stairs holding my son and thinking, what would happen if I just fell down the stairs? Who would find us? How long would we lie there? Would we be injured? Women report having thoughts of, you know, things like perhaps letting the stroller go into traffic or dropping the baby off the balcony. And for the most women, they are completely horrified by these thoughts and will take lots of action so that they will not act on those thoughts. Mm. So, for example, I used to go down the stairs on my backside, holding onto my son so that I wouldn't fall down the stairs. Oh. Women who fear dropping the baby off the balcony, for example, will never go out on the balcony. So this is good. When women are recognize that these thoughts are scary, that means that what we call their ego dystonic, they do not sit well with their psyche.
Yeah. So in other words, express it to yourself and to someone else, because then you will, you know, you've already said it and you'll do something not to do it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, getting to a mental health provider who understands these illnesses and can help you figure out, oh, that's what's going on. You're having these scary intrusive thoughts. That's part of OCD, as opposed to having these scary intrusive thoughts and wanting to act on them. That's part of the psychosis.
And we just want to be clear, too, and thank you for sharing that you had postpartum depression. This isn't just a bad day, although there can be plenty of those when you have, you know, a lot of kids, you know, running around. This is, you know, sounds like skirting into the psychosis. This is, well, what is depression?
So we've often heard the term postpartum depression, and I want to break this down a little bit. So when we say postpartum, we mean after the baby is born. And when we talk about depression, of course, everybody knows that depression means, you know, you're feeling sad or overwhelmed, you're not your usual self. Well, mental health challenges for women during pregnancy and the year following pregnancy are more complicated and much more nuanced, because most of it really focuses on the baby. And we also know that many more women experience anxiety in this time frame than depression. So while we still use this term postpartum depression, we know that the range of illnesses is much wider, includes anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, maybe post-traumatic stress disorder if a woman has a traumatic birth or a traumatic sexual experience. And so, you know, it's a wider range of illnesses. Mm. 1 in 5 women will experience some form of mental health issue either during pregnancy or the year following pregnancy. And so we need to make sure that pregnant and postpartum people are being educated about these illnesses and screened for them and being connected with care.
Yeah. And the postpartum psychosis, again, not the depression, but the psychosis, affects about 1 in 1,000. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but millions of women have babies. It's rare, but at least 2 other cases, in addition to Lindsay Clancy's recently, there was Paulisha Green in San Francisco. And we say their names and we mention this to honor them and their struggle, not to hide it. She killed her 2 sons in December. Erin Murdy drowned her children on Coney Island Beach in New York. What can families look for? The women themselves, as you've said, can recognize it and get help, but what can their friends and families look for?
Things to look for is, does the woman seem like her normal self? Can she eat? Can she sleep? Can she get dressed? Can she care for herself? Now, some women may be able to do all of those things and hide their psychosis, because psychosis can wax and wane. So it's very complex, but really the partner, the family can be looking for, does the woman seem like her normal self?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's take a second. Can you give that phone number out again?
This is the National Maternal Mental Health Hotline. And the phone number is 1-833-9-HELP4MOMS.
Okay. And Adrienne Griffin, people in the Boston area have been stunned by this woman in a seemingly beautiful suburb killing her children, trying to kill herself. But you want to note that women of color or lower income who have the same problem, same outcome, maybe don't get as much notice or sympathy.
You know, you're absolutely right. And this just illustrates the ongoing racism and bias in our country at large, but in our healthcare system in particular. We've heard over and over again, Black women say that they are so afraid to acknowledge that they're struggling with any kind of mental health condition because they fear that Child Protective Services will become involved. And we've heard immigrant women say the very same thing, that they are concerned that CPS or immigration agencies will become involved. And so, you know, women hide these conditions. Again, they are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth. And they cut across all socioeconomic colors, backgrounds. Mm. Anybody is susceptible to experiencing a mental health condition, particularly in this vulnerable perinatal time frame.
Adrienne Griffin, Executive Director of the Maternal Mental Health Alliance. Again, the number, if you are feeling any of these disturbing thoughts, 1-833-9-HELP4MOMS. We'll also have more information at herenow.org. Adrienne, thank you so much.
Well, thank you again, Robin, for taking on this very, very important topic.